In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and Amen. Today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Misra. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, where our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, my fathers, and my brethren. Amen. On this day of the Coptic month, the church celebrates the feasts of the Incarnation, which we call Annunciation, and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is Christmas, and the resurrection of our Lord. Because the Annunciation and the birth of God and the resurrection of God all happened on the 29th of the Coptic month. So the church finds that it's good to remember these Lord feasts, great Lord feasts, every Coptic month, especially the 2 months who come during the Great Lent. Glory be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On this day, also Saint Athanasius, the Bishop Germasius, Germasimus, and Theodotus, his two servants were martyred. Certain men led an accusation against the bishop before Arianus, the governor, that he had baptized the daughter of Antonius. The chancellor, Arianus, brought Saint Athanasius and asked him to worship the idols. The bishop refused and declared his faith in the Lord Christ. The governor tortured him with severely painful tortures. And when he saw him getting firmer in his faith, he ordered to cut off his neck and the necks of the two servants with him. Some believers took their bodies, shrouded them, and laid them in coffins. God honored them by manifesting many signs and wonders from their bodies. May their prayers be with us on Amen. On this day also in the year 515 after Christ, the body of the great Saint Ambajon the Short was relocated from El Calzam, Red Sea, to the wilderness of Skeets. When Pope John Ioannis, 48th Pope of Alexandria, was in the wilderness of Skeets, some of the monks expressed their wish to relocate the relics of St. John the Short to his monastery. The grace of God moved the Pope, and he wrote a letter by the hand of the Igumen Cosman and the Igumen Boctor from the elders, and sent them to El Khalzam. They were not able to take the body because it was in the hands of the followers of the Council of Chalcedon. So they returned empty-handed. Shortly after, a prince from the Arabs took charge of El Khalzam, and he was a friend of Amba Mikhail, Bishop of Plaus. Then once again, the patriarch wrote another letter to the bishop expressing his wish to take the body of St. John and to send it with the monks carrying his letter. The bishop rejoiced with the letter and informed the prince about the wish of the patriarch. The prince asked how could they reach the place. His scribe answered him, "Let the monks put Arab garments over their own apparel and let them come with us to the place." The monks came in along with the Arabs to the place where the body was. The monks carried the body and walked all night until they came to Misr and then went to the wilderness. The monks of the monastery of Saint Macarius went out carrying crosses and censers and met them with songs and hymns. They brought the body of St. John to where the body of St. Macarius was. They poured many perfumes and fragrant oil over him, then carried him to his monastery while they were chanting. The monks of the monastery received him with joy and happiness. When Pope Marcus, 49th Pope of Alexandria, was ordained and went to the wilderness with the bishops of Lower Egypt and some priests, he visited the monastery of the saint. He uncovered the holy relics of the saint, and he was blessed by it. He covered him with the sackcloth that was covering him, then wrapped him in a fine linen. The monks praised and thanked God and sang many hymns and songs for this holy father. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. See ya.
Yeah.